All right, tonight we will once again be in Psalm number 23. We are coming down to the last portions of that psalm. I think this is probably number 7, maybe number 8 in the messages in this 23rd psalm that is so very popular and well-known psalm. And we've read it about, I guess, every night. We'll read it once again tonight. And tonight we will look at one phrase as we did last week, and it's in verse number 5, that last portion, where it says, "My cup runneth over." But let's begin reading verse number 1, and we'll read down through these 6 verses. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This psalm that David writes as a shepherd boy, and understanding that the work of the shepherd was for the provision of his sheep and for the protection also of those of whom he had watch care over. And he realized that he, being a king of Israel, understanding that he had to have someone to watch over him. And of course, he realized that that someone was none other than Jehovah. And therefore, he starts this this passage out with, "The Lord," or "Jehovah, is my shepherd." And we've looked down through all these different phrases and different portions of the verses here in the 23rd Psalm. And we have found that the Lord has done everything for David that needed to be done to help him to have the pasture, to have the water, to have the protection that was needed for his sheep. And last week, we looked over, this would be our third, really, I guess the third message in verse number 5. We dealt with the table that's been prepared for us, even in the midst or in the presence of our enemies. Then last week, we dealt with the phrase where it says, "Thou anointest my head with oil." And now tonight, I want us to look at the last part of this verse that says, "My cup runneth over." We noticed last week that David was identifying himself as a guest of royalty. The tradition of that day was when you went to someone's house and you were a guest of that house, usually the servants would be the one that would anoint the guest, would anoint their head with oil, representing their request for them to come and their friendship together. And those servants that would do that did that on the command of the master of the house. But we noticed last week also that sometimes the owner or the master of the house would be the one literally to anoint the individual's head with oil. And that represented that they were was a very honored guest of that particular place. It was a place of honor, a place of royalty, a place that you could realize that you were accepted in that household. And now tonight we find that David says not only does he anoint our heads with oil, but our cup does run over. And again, I read with part of the tradition of that time, if a person was set down at the table and would be able to partake of the food and the drink, if that person's cup was run over, that meant they were wishing great blessings upon them. And so David uses some things that he was accustomed to, things that he was aware of, and he uses those things to realize and for us to understand how much the Lord really loves us. He does anoint us with oil. We talked last week about the oil of the Holy Spirit, and now we find that He is the one that makes our cups to run over. normally it's something that we would think of that would be a mistake. If you go to a restaurant and they overfill your coffee cup, they begin to apologize, and if they spill it, they apologize because it's running over. And so in one sense of the word, it's something that we do not desire, but in another sense of the word, when we consider it the blessings of the Lord and the goodness of God, I believe all of us tonight would be able to say we want our cups to run over. We want our vessels to be filled. We want our vessels to run over with God's love and God's blessings and His concern for us. And so the psalmist here, David, he envisions himself as a guest of royalty in that house, and now the owner or the servants of the house have filled his cup until it runs over. And he recognizes that and makes an application to that as the Lord being our shepherd, the Lord being our one, that He protects us, He guides us, He leads us through paths of righteousness, He leads us through the valleys of the shadow of death, and He anoints us, and now He blesses us with multiple blessings. And so these phrases here that David uses, he uses for us to understand that's how much the Lord loves us. The word cup in the Scripture many times sets forth the prosperity or the type of a person's life, the circumstances of his life. When our cup is running over, that means our lives are filled. I've heard people say, my cup is empty. That means they have nothing else to give. They have spent all that they had, and their life is well spent. And so the circumstances of life represent here the cup of the Scripture. The Lord uses that as an example in the Old Testament and New also concerning the wicked and also the righteous. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, number 11, the Bible says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. So the Lord tells us here in Psalm 11 that a part of the cup or the circumstances of the life of a wicked individual or an ungodly person is one that his cup is filled with fire, brimstone, snares, and horrible tempests. That's a part of their life. The Lord uses many different illustrations about the wicked. The Bible says the wicked are like the waves of the sea. They're always roaring. They're never still, showing there's no rest for the wicked. And here he says his cup is filled with those terrible things, and his cup is filled with snares. And the Lord says that he shall rain upon them the fire, brimstone, and a horrible tempest. That will be a portion that's a part of their life. That's a part of their way. And if they continue in the condition that they're in, the end result of that is the portion throughout all eternity will be fire, brimstone, and a horrible tempest. And that is and will be their eternal cup. The unrighteous is connected to the cup, as well as the righteous is also connected. The Bible says, in Psalm number 16, verse number 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. So the Lord looks at the wicked and he says, I pour upon them a portion of their cup is fire, brimstone, snares, and a tempest. And here the psalmist says, the Lord is my portion and of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The Lord takes care of us. The Lord loves us. There's a lot of things I can't do for myself, but thank God He can do it for me. A lot of problems that come our way that only the Lord can deal with and only the Lord can handle and take care of those things for us. And a part of our life, a part of our cup, a portion of our cup is that the Lord maintains us. He gives us maintenance of life. He helps us when we're weak. He gives us strength when we are unworthy to have any of the blessings of the Lord. He pours out the blessings upon us. And so we find that a part of our cup is His willingness to love us and to care for us. And Psalm 23 here uses the picture of a cup, one at a banquet table, surrounded by the abundance, overflowing blessings from the keeper of the household. Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Now, the cup here used in Psalm 23 can be easily used and show us two kinds of blessings. And these blessings we will look at, and tonight we will just notice this phrase, "My cup runneth over." How many times I could probably ask tonight for testimony, and most of us, many of us, could give testimony as to a certain time when we would make reference that our cup was running over. That just means our blessings were full. And our blessing was continually upon us, and the Lord showered us with the blessings of God. And so tonight, David gives us the shepherd as our Lord, and David says, "My cup runs over because he is my shepherd, because he has led me, and because he has guided my directions and my pathway. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." And all of a sudden, David maybe is overwhelmed with all the goodness of the Lord, and he makes the statement, "My cup's running over. My cup is overflowing," and just simply because of God's blessings. Now, there are two types of blessings that we have. There's many types, but they can be divided into these two categories. And we'll look at them tonight and just in this little short passage tonight about our cup. There are temporal blessings, temporary blessings. We are here tonight, and we receive a temporary blessing from the Lord for certain things that we do. The Bible says in Psalm 145 and verse number 16, "Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desires of every living thing." Can you imagine? Every living thing, God satisfies them. It goes along with what Brother Larry taught Wednesday night. He's made us, he's created us, he sustains us, and he blesses everything in this world. Everything that has life should give glory and honor and message of the Lord that we are blessed of God. And here David says that the Lord opens his hand and then he satisfies every desire of living things. You can look back on the animal kingdom. How do they continue to live? Well, God gives them their food. God gives them their water. He gives the cows grass to eat. He gives the lions their prey. He gives even the buzzards the leftovers. And God offers to every living thing his blessings. He feeds the sparrow. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew that there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that God doesn't know about. And he feeds the sparrows. He knows everything about them and he takes care of them. And so that verse there that we read in Psalm 145, God opens his hand and he gives the blessings to everything that lives. You and I tonight are a recipient of multiple blessings of the Lord. Just things we take for granted. Just common everyday life. We are, our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't it an amazing thing that we do not have to think about breathing? We just breathe because God has made us that way. We don't have to make our heart beat. It beats involuntarily because that God has made us to have that heart to beat. We take in air. We take in water. We do our daily activities because God has made us a particular way, and everything of life has that blessing of the Lord. We was talking about the prey to the lion and the things that the Lord offers. The scripture tells us in Job chapter 38, verse number 39 through 41, excuse me, "Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or feel the appetite of the young lions? when they crouch in their dens and abide in their covert to lie in wait? Who provideth for the raven his food? Who does that? It is God that provides everything, those temporary, temporal blessings that God gives to us. God not only sustains life here as far as living things, but God keeps these this system that we live in a perfect order. God sustains the heavenly beings and the heavenly places that we call stars and planets and galaxies. Psalm 104, verse 24, the Bible says, "The earth is full of His riches, the riches of the Lord." We hear a lot today about the earth is going to run out of certain materials and certain things, and we're going to deplete it, and then 400 or 500 years down the road, our folks that come after us are not going to have a world that we live in. They're dreaming as far as they can dream without God, and to realize and to even think that if God has brought us this far, I believe He can take us the rest of the way. If God can handle the problems that we have in this world, and of course I know our world is wearing out, it's running down. It's not as good as it was when the Lord, when He created a perfect world, a perfect earth, and everything was giving forth that which was right, and then sin entered in. And so we find that because of sin, this old world is gradually running down. But you know what? God knows how far it will go. God knows how far it can go, and He's going to take care of it until we go home to be with Him. And so the blessings of the Lord is that we live in a world, we live upon an earth that is full of the riches of our God. My cup runneth over, the joy of the Lord. Psalm 104, verse 25 says, "So is this great and wide sea, wherein are creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. These wait upon thee." Who are they waiting upon? They're waiting upon God. David understood that the Lord had everything in His hand. Paul tells us that the Lord created it, and it is consisting because of the power of our God. And so David says, in the sea that is wide, there are creeping innumerable, both small and great. Those little minute things you cannot see are there, and they wait upon Him. And the great whales and the sharks and the sea creatures that are there, they are there because of God, both small and great. And the Bible says here, "These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season." God takes care of the world that He created. God takes care of everything that He ever put into existence. God consists because of Him. It consists because of Him, and He handles and takes care of that. Verse number 28 of Psalm 104 says that thou givest them their, they gather, thou openeth thine hand, they are filled with good. David said, "My cup runneth over." I believe the animal world could also testify their cup runneth over. And so we find that David is recognizing the power of our Lord. And the point here that David is making, and that I mentioned a while ago, of the Apostle Paul, the point is that God sustains it all. We are here tonight because of God. We are not here by an accident. We are not here by evolution. We're not here by a process of time. We are here as a direct act of God. God created us. He created Adam and Eve in Adam in His image. He breathed in him the breath of life, and out of Adam He took Eve from the rib of Adam, and He made them male and female, and He put them in a garden that was perfect and pure until sin entered in. But God still loved them, and He continues to bless His creation. Started with two, and now there's 7 billion people upon this earth. And so we find the Lord is able to take care of everything that He has started, what He initiated, He will handle, and He sustains it all by His own power. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 45 says, "For He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain upon the just and on the unjust. Everybody living upon planet Earth tonight, their cup runs over because of the blessings of the Lord. Whether they're good or evil, whether they're rich or poor, whether they are just or unjust, the rain goes on everyone. It falls upon everyone's head. Whether they saved or lost, it does not matter. We have a cup that runs over of the blessings of the Lord. God sustains His creation. Now, we need to understand, we know, and I could have brought in some different size cups tonight. Not everybody's cup's the same size. It takes more to maybe overflow some as it does others. I read the other day where an elephant drinks about 50 gallons of water a day. I'm glad my cup's not that big. I'm glad I don't have to have that. But everybody is different. But the Lord knows what we need. Everyone's need is different. Therefore, our cup, our life, is tailored for what we both need in size and content. The Lord used that expression when He talked to the Pharisees. He said, you clean up the what? Outside of the cup. But on the inside is still filled with iniquity. And what Jesus was talking about there was the life of a Pharisee. He said, you've dressed it up real good. Everybody thinks you're doing well. You go to the temple and you bow your heads, you pray, you put in your alms, and the Lord identified all the things that they did to show that their cup was pretty clean. They had a good rapport with people, that they were righteous, that they were right with God. But the only problem was, He said, the inside of the cup is still filled with iniquity. And the only way we can take care of the inside of the cup is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He gives us blessing after blessing. The Lord knows just what is best for me right now. God knows sometimes the struggles that we go through. God sometimes intervenes and helps us, and sometimes He helps us through them and helps us even in the difficult places. He knows what's right for you, both in size and content, just like your cup. No need to compare it to someone else. Say, well, look what they've got. Oh, but look what you have. Well, look how much they have the blessings of God. But take time to count your own blessings. The song in our songbook says, count your many blessings and see what God has done. And the next phrase of that song says, it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Sometimes we get our eyes on everything and everyone else, and we think, my goodness, they're doing pretty good, and I'm just having so many struggles. But if we would just stop there and say, now, let me see what good things the Lord has done for me, and I believe it would surprise us of all His blessings. I believe it would surprise us of the good things the Lord has done. My cup runneth over. My cup is filled to the brim and filled to the top. And one more drop in it, it will overflow. And sometimes the Lord just on purpose, like we studied there in the book of Ruth, Boaz just said, leave some things on purpose. Sometimes God just does things that undergird us and to help us. How many times I would not want to know, I would not want to tell. I would not want to know how many times people that I know that are what I consider strong Christians, I don't want to know how many times they're disheartened. I don't want to know how many times we're discouraged. And I don't want people to know how many times I'm discouraged, because that's those things that we deal with God, and all of a sudden the Lord comes down and He blesses our heart. He encourages us in so many different ways. Those are those temporal blessings. Those are those things that I just needed that. Lord, thank You. I needed that today. He knows what I need today, and guess what? He knows what I'll need tomorrow. And it may be different tomorrow than what it is today, and down the road a month or so or a year, it may be different then of what I need. But God knows how to supply every need. God knows how to take care, and God knows as I said a moment ago, he knows what's best for us at that particular moment, at that individual time, in the size and the content and the context of our need. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, there's a danger Paul uses. He says, measuring themselves by themselves. Now that's dangerous. If we measure ourselves by ourselves, if we are the measuring rod, well, we're in trouble. If we measure ourselves by somebody else, we are in trouble. But I'm glad, thank God, I can measure myself with the grace of God and His love for me and know that He'll handle, He'll take care. He says, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves. And then he says, they are not wise. They are not wise. We are not wise to have that standard of measurement. We cannot measure up to where the Lord would have us. But I'm glad He's there, and He can take me and help me and give me the many things that I need. God does not deal the same way with everyone, but He deals with all of us fairly. He deals with all of us correctly and purely. And we have no reason to complain. We have no reason to say, God has never given unto me. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 39 says, wherefore doth a living man complain? Why do we complain? I got up this morning. Why do I complain? I've had a good day today. We've had a good day today. Life has been good. Things are going well. Why do we complain? Why do we pick on those things that the devil brings to us and makes them so overblown, overshadowed in our life? That I'm still alive. My cup runneth over. We've not sunk into the depths of disgrace, our cup runneth over. I put it this way, that I am still alive and not sunk in perdition is a mercy which I owe entirely to His goodness and His grace. What we are tonight, we are by the grace of God. We do not have to compare ourselves with someone else. We do not have to compare ourselves with another Christian. I don't have to compare myself to another preacher or pastor. I am what I am by the grace of our Lord. And He does not compare me to someone else. He does not compare you to someone else. You know who we are compared to? How much we reflect the image of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And David, when he thinks of all these blessings that he had been given and all these things that he has mentioned in these few verses that we have read in these weeks, David just says, my cup runneth over. My cup is filled to the brim. Every hour I live, every breath that we draw, every bite of food that we eat, and every portion of clothes that we wear is a gift of God. Now my blessings, these are temporary. For the hour that I live, somewhere will stop. The breath that I draw now somewhere will stop. It's temporary. The food that I eat and the clothes that I wear, the rest that I have at night, the peace that I have by day, the sunshine that I will behold, the friends that I enjoy, those are all temporary blessings. My cup runneth over. My cup is filled to the brim. All proclaim the goodness of our God. If we wake up in the morning, we ought to say, praise the Lord. If we get up in the morning, whatever time it might be, and we're able to go about our daily walk with God, then we ought to say, thank God, I have another blessing in my life. My cup runneth over. Those are those temporary blessings. But then there are the spiritual blessings that are eternal. These are the provisions that really matter. I think I read this morning or quoted this morning the verse that says, what does it matter the raiment that we wear, the food that we eat, or the water that we drink? God gives us that. But the things that really matter is those things that are not temporary, but those things that are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 18. The things which are seen are, and here's the word, temporal. Everything we see. Now think about it. Everything that our eye beholds is temporary. It's not going to last. This building is temporary. This pulpit is temporary. This body is temporary. Our vehicles, our homes, everything that we look at, everything we touch, Paul says those things are temporal or temporary. But on the other hand, he says, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Have I ever seen God? No. I've seen the manifestation of the Lord, but I've never seen Him. Have I ever seen Jesus Christ? No. But I've seen the work of the Lord. Have I seen the Holy Spirit? Have I seen those eternal things? Now, Paul said, I went into the third heaven. He said, I saw things that it's not lawful for me to talk about. You know what Paul did? He saw some things that were eternal. And God wouldn't even let him tell about it. And I really believe part of the scripture that the Lord let him write when he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, those things that God has prepared for His children. I believe Paul could say, but I've seen those things. I do know what they are. And God would not give him permission. But these spiritual provisions are much greater and far deeper and far more important than the temporary things that we have. The vast majority of the world tonight, they are lost. Without God, they are not saved. We see them, and we see them die. Solomon said he saw the wicked come into the house of the Lord. He saw them depart, and then he saw them to be buried. That's what we see. Those are folks that are dying without God. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and to godliness. Ephesians 1:3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places with Christ. One of these days, our eyes will behold everything that is eternal. But there's a change that takes place before that happens. That's when we come before the Lord. And the Bible says we're changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We see sickness, we see ignorance, we see guilt, we see sorrow. We see weakness, all those things are temporary. But one of these days we're going to see Him. And with our eye, we will behold His face, and we will understand, my cup runneth over. Philippians 4:19, My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 103, verse 2, Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. Benefits. That's extraordinary things. 1 Corinthians 3, All things are yours, Paul says, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come are all yours. I'm glad, thank God, there's some things to come that's going to be mine. I see the principalities and the powers. I see the ungodliness. I see all the things that Paul is talking about, life and death and present. But there are some things that's ahead of us that are ours also, and they will be ours for all eternity. Those are those spiritual provisions that God gives to us, and He gives it to us eternally. Cup runs over. Just to understand, just to imagine that God is our Father, Christ is our Savior, the angels are our guardians, the redeemed are our companions, heaven is our home, the Bible is our book, and we are fellow servants together with Jesus Christ. What a wonderful blessing it is to be a Christian. What a wonderful thing it is to realize my cup runs over. My blessings are full. My heart is filled to overflowing. Oh yes, for sure. We can say, my cup runneth over. David, when he thought about all the blessings God had given to him, he said, no, he anoints my head, but my cup runs over because of him. And then that last verse, we'll look at it some next week. We may have probably two times in that. But there are some things here that are mentioned, goodness and mercy. What wonderful blessings God gives to us. Next week, we'll look at the difference between goodness and mercy. And there is a difference. There is a doctrinal difference between those two words. And so, just think about, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then he says, I'll dwell in the house, the dwelling place of the Lord, forever. Thank God tonight, my cup runneth over. If your cup is sort of half full, maybe it's because you haven't recognized some of the blessings that he gives you. If things are not going like you wish they were, maybe it's because your cup is not turned where it can receive the blessings of the Lord. But David had come to the understanding his cup was full. And when we think about all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, I dare say if we go home tonight, doesn't matter where we are spiritually in our life, we may be doing well, things may be doing good spiritually, or we may be struggling with some things, or we may be just really down low. But I'll guarantee if we go home tonight and just turn the TV off and forget about the world out there for a little while and meditate upon the blessings of the Lord, what he has done for me, not taking anything for granted, but just thinking about how good our God is. I dare say before we pillow our head and shut our eyes and sleep tonight, we'll be able to say, my cup runneth over. May God help us to imagine and understand the goodness of our Lord. Let's stand together tonight and ask God's blessings and help and pray that the Lord would bless each of us, those that are sick, and a number of folks mentioned this morning, and pray for the needs that folks have. Pray for Brother Ronnie. Pray for Brother Solomon. Solomon is he's having some really problems with his legs. Of course, he's a diabetic, and that's always worse, and he's having trouble with the inner ear, and so just pray for him. But it's an amazing thing to me how God blesses Solomon Owolabi. Just to see how God works. We sent out a letter just a few months ago. Well, when Solomon's here, we went down here to Kubota, and Solomon picked out a tractor. He said, I really need a tractor like that. And he said, I thank the Lord. He said, I believe the Lord will provide. He said, I've prayed about it. He said, I believe the Lord will provide that if we just ask God to help. And so I said, well, Solomon, I'm with you. And so we sent out a letter, and I forget now how much has come in, $13,000 or something like that for that tractor. And he has two church buildings that need roofs. And I got a check this week. I had no idea what it was for. I overlooked it for a while because it was one of his regular churches, and they sent $9,000 to put a roof on a building. I got a phone call yesterday, day before yesterday. A fellow I had talked to a number of times in South Carolina, and he said, I understand Solomon has some things that needs to be taken care of. I said, well, yeah. He said, if you'll get the figure together, he said, I'll write you a check. I said, okay. I said, he said, I know somewhere around $40,000. I said, yeah, you're right. And because by the time you ship it over there, there's a lot to take care of. And I thought when I was looking at this, blessing on top of blessing. And by all stretch of imagination, Solomon's ending, coming to the end of his ministry. He's 74, 75 years old, having some problems. And Ezra's going to be over there in 2 months, and he'll be taking over a whole lot of the load. And but I was just thinking how God blesses his people. It's different for everyone. I don't need a tractor. I don't need a roof on a building. But he does, and as far as I know, we'll probably send out the check in about sometime this week. And I said, well, I don't know how much the shipping will be. He said, it does not matter. He said, when you find out, if we're not covered it, we'll cover it. And so the Lord is alive. He knows where we are. He knows what we need, and he knows how to take care of it. And God has somebody to do that. A lot of churches have supported, helped, and we've raised that $13,000, $14,000, and now we're down to the last moments of it, and I get that phone call, and I just about jumped out of my car, because that's a work of the Lord, very important, and multiple peoples coming to know Jesus Christ. So thank God our cup runs over because of him. Our Father tonight, thank you.